Hey folks, Future Will here, welcoming you to this special midweek bonus episode of Everything to Guppy. See, when I released the two versions of the show this week, The Coward's Path and The True Path, I knew I'd get complaints. And worse, I knew that some of those complaints would be from perverts, who would say things, as people in the Guppy Slack have, like, oh, that wasn't slow enough. That was moderately listenable. The fact that it only changes once every episode isn't disconcerting or weird enough. So, you need to understand, people, that when I open Audacity to edit the show, I have a whole slate of buttons that can just be labeled make it worse. And I the whole challenge of editing Guppy is not hitting those buttons. But on this one, I hit the buttons. What I have done here is I have divided the original audio of the episode into 1 minute chunks. And for every minute of the show, I have activated a random number generator between negative 75 and positive 75. And I have hit the random generator, and then I have taken that number, and I have slowed down or sped up the show by that amount. I put a bell in, so you know where the transitions are, although I assure you, you're typically going to know where the transitions are. You can see that the episode is longer. And it's not just because of this intro, it's because the random number generator hates you and tossed out a lot of minus 75s. So this is not listenable. I have not listened to it. I don't recommend you listen to it. But if someone tries to fucking tell me that the show is too listenable when I go out of my way to make it unlistenable, I'm going to do this. This took me an hour. I have an hour for spite always. Fuck off. There's no bonus audio, not even the little bit. There's not even the little bit that I put into The True Path. There's no reason to listen to this. Don't.
Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything. And in the binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by a Variety headline from an alternate universe where Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg were a surefire box office draw. Gary Butterfield.
Hey, I followed that.
Yeah, Gary, I gotta confess, pre-wrote that one.
Oh, I assumed so, because it was delivered with aplomb. It's Speed Week on Everything to Guppy.
This is fun to learn once we've hit record, yeah.
Yeah. So each episode, it's gonna be really quick for you.
Okay.
It's gonna take you no time. Here's how I was thinking about it. Every episode, you set it to be a little faster, slower, so people who mess with their speed.
Okay, yeah, okay, so for the, like, several thousand Guppy listeners who aren't active in the Guppy Slack,
get on it.
The thousands of people who are not there was a The ever-present topic of podcast listening speed came up recently.
Yes.
And it was exploded.
I think you're underselling the duck feed Slack. It comes up all the time.
If this sounds fascinating
to you, this is the place to hang out on the internet.
Gary, I appreciate that you started that conditional clause and then couldn't think of a good ending for it. Because there was no ending that was not sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a community of people who are passionate about podcasting, and it's as bad as that sounds.
Yeah, it's exactly what that is.
Gwen's great. I have little DMs about Succession, because no one else in the world will talk to me about Succession.
Aww. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, no, I get to talk to Gwen about it. It's fine. It's fine.
We pay Gwen a certain wage per hour to talk to you about it.
Fuck.
We've just been having her keep you mollified so you won't bring up Succession on this show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I slip her a little tip and then she... No, I'm joking.
I know.
Anywho.
I'm also doing jokes.
Joking. Don't make me bring Grandpa back.
By the way, from the green room, Gary started the phone call today doing a grandpa voice for no fucking reason. My
no
grandpa's
reason.
Specific.
Give me a break. What? This is comedy gold. The reason was to practice my craft and tune my instrument, Hughes.
The reason was I feed on Will Giggles.
I do. I love a Will Giggle. You're a fun person to make laugh.
Sincerely. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Yeah. I mean, if we didn't make each other laugh doing this show, but it did make lots of other people laugh, I think we'd stop.
We'd certainly stop.
I just checked my bank account. Yeah. No, we'd be gone.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so people were talking about this.
I mentioned before, there was a point where the guppy money became just enough that now I'm scared to lose it, and it's the worst thing to ever happen to this show.
It's an incredible amount of power for me.
Yeah.
So people were talking about the speed at which we listen to the podcast.
For you, listener, you can threaten me now. You have
so
I have skin in this game after 5 years. It sucks.
Finally, pot committed, baby. You're common law committed to the podcast.
So speaking of, we're going to ruin the show absolutely with this idea.
Each episode this week will either be 10 to 20% faster or slower.
I hate that
ordinary.
You are committing to this.
I want to stick it to people who have feelings about this.
Okay, but I like...
You relate to that.
Yeah, but I recognize that those are like oppositional, defiant shit that I should resist. This is literally because one person in the Slack was like, oh, I'd take away my guppy bump if you did that. And
yeah,
we both got that little fucking tick in our heads, Rex Quantum. And we were like, oh, well,
yeah,
someone to spite.
You hold something over us?
Yeah.
You put one of ours in the hospital and we put all of yours in the morgue?
And one of ours in the hospital is $1 of a pledge that they
that
certainly
they
won't actually change. Yeah.
Yeah. But here we are. But it's also no rules ending of the podcast. So I figure if we're ever going to do it, we want to do this before we reboot to actually do the real version of the podcast that we've been rehearsing for these years.
Extensively. Gary, should we announce the event?
Oh, I think it might be time. I think you're right.
So yeah. We do not have the next show explicitly plotted out, but we do know what comes next on this feed. And it's...
Yes.
The Pivot.
An
Everything to Guppy miniseries event.
Very special.
Pivot.
We've been working on it pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone's going to really enjoy it. I put a lot of myself into it.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of you into it.
You put so much of me into it. And I don't entirely love how you've been doing that with knives.
Yeah, with knives and a secret pipe that goes from your toilet. Like a little second pipe.
Gary, I gotta tell you.
Drink your own milkshake.
Okay.
Your drainage.
Somebody fucking put There Will Be Blood back in Gary's head. Because you were doing that in Best. You were thinking about it on Best Quality Vacuum, too.
I was just thinking about it. I just like that movie a lot.
Yeah, they're just neat.
So buckle up for the pivot.
The pivot and everything about the event.
Yeah. Speaking of everything about the events, what are we doing?
Oh, Gary, it's Ghost Bombs. And now that joke makes sense, I hope.
It made sense to me.
Well, Gary, you did have one critical piece of knowledge that the listener did not have, unless they were really looking at the title of the show.
I didn't have an answer to the riddle in advance.
You did. That's cheating, Batman!
Oh, no. The Batman should just get a big book of riddles.
Oh, my
and
God.
And just fuck over the Riddler. Just, like, look up, like...
I can imagine that panel. Like, Riddler's, like, just looks up and just sees him holding it up.
Yeah, just, like, figure you out.
It's no! Man. It's man.
Yeah. Damn it! It's a clock. Damn it! We're talking about Ghost Bombs. This is one of the biggest gulfs between the difficulty of pulling this off and the reward.
Yeah, so I didn't look at what the unlock on this was. That's quite bad. That's quite hard.
Yeah, Delirium is the hardest character in the game, as seen in the Lost.
Yeah, and this is an item that is basically... I just had a cookie climb up.
Aww.
A fun word to say. You know, you go to the cartoon, you got Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
From that French skeleton, it was always exercising.
The word donkey skeleton. Yeah.
He was French, and he was always exercising, which is funny because he was a skeleton.
Yeah. He's all skin and bones.
Yeah. Did not have lungs
no skin.
For cardio. Did not have muscles for muscle training.
Yeah, nothing. What a pathetic little shit. Also,
where did he get off thinking he's better? By the way, his name is, of course, Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse. Do you think you keep your accent after you die? Is what that implies. Why wouldn't you? Because you go to the melting pot that is heaven or hell.
I mean, if we're positing an afterlife in which our personality, our whatever you want to call it, our consciousness persists, then of course we would keep our accent. Our accents are coded into our brains.
But for eternity?
Yes. I mean, not... I mean... I guess it depends on what you're exposed to over time. But also, there's all sorts of media where, part of the point of the afterlife is you're locked in at that point.
There's
no more
growth
or change.
It depends on what kind of afterlife.
Yeah. In the afterlife, you're looking at some serious strife.
You're looking at some serious strife. God damn it, I can't remember another line into that.
But I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, the song, they played it in Dead Like Me. Remember Dead Like Me, Gary?
By the Scroll Nut Zippers.
God.
That song.
Gary, if there's one kind of zippers I like, it's the one on Squirrel Nuts.
Squirrel Nuts? Yeah, I like how you can just get them out of there. And then you can reseal so no one's the wiser.
Yeah, and then that helps with the overpopulation.
Yeah. Fuck a squirrel. This makes your bombs. You get 5 bombs, and it creates a little ghost that'll chase enemies down and blow up when they hit them.
Yeah, this is nice.
It'll do damage to them all. It's taunting them, and then do damage to them.
I don't know if cookies, Purs, are coming through the mic, but if they are,
yeah, Purs will never come through the microphone. It's a bummer.
Hold on, I'm
gonna move the mic. Come on, dude, just absolutely.
Hold on, Gary, I'm gonna move the mic arm and try to get some.
Okay.
Okay, so if that came through, if you heard Purs, it's because it came through. If you just heard no time pass there, it's because it was silent and they cut it.
Yes, no Purs, the noise is gating. On even something at lowly Discord is too good.
Gary, that's well, I'm not recording into Discord though, so.
Oh yeah, so you make the purrs and I didn't hear the purrs.
Yeah, well, Gary, okay, Gary, this is good. They sound like this.
Oh.
All right, now you purr back at me and we'll both try to purr.
Okay.
Your cat sounds fucking sick, man.
I know. We're both doing
that trip.
Would you check us and
kill me!
We'll take each other to the vet.
That actually sounded a lot like Sammy.
Aw, I was thinking about what if I was very small and could be carried around in a cat carrier the other day when I was very tired, walking around Seattle, and how it would be kind of nice. Like,
are you a four-legged Gary, or are you still you?
I'm still me.
Yeah, like Indian in the cupboard style?
Yeah, but I'm living in a cat carrier.
Or the borrower.
Or the borrower, thank you. Or a little tiny super guy.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's another cartoon. He lived on cups.
He lived on cups.
Yep. It makes sense if you know real heads know.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly hard to explain, though, and I think we're a little late in the episode for me to try to explain how he lived on cups.
I mean, Gary, it's your knowledge to withhold. You have all the fucking power here, man.
Yeah, I know.
And all I can do is bow to your expertise on the little tiny super guy who lives on cups.
teeny. I think it might be a little teeny super guy. I don't remember though.
Hey, guys, can you do me a quick favor?
Yeah.
Can you go fuck yourself?
No. All right. No, dog. I got to record this show.
Not mutually exclusive. Yeah, so yeah, and again, to get this incredibly nothing item, which is quality 2, which seems about right, just go ahead and go defeat Delirium, who I have recently renewed my hate on for.
Yeah, without getting hit.
With at most 1 or 2 hits as Tainted Loss, depending on how good your battery and Holy Card game is.
If you got really, really good luck. The enemy that telefrags, you just don't get. Yeah.
So what? Yeah, you make your own luck. You'd be crazy overpowered to not take hits. For, yeah. Especially with Tainted Loss, who doesn't get any of those defensive items that might make this slightly more tolerable.
Yeah. If you like the show, patreon.com/DarkFeedTV is the place to go. You'll get on the Slack where you can learn about podcast playback.
Okay. Are you doing a song? Leave a review. You're taking on the cadence of a song.
I had an accident and I started rhyming. It's what I do. On Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict, leave us 5 stars. Don't be a dick.
Okay.
Like
so,
this person.
So, I am fulfilling an agreement I made on one of my streams, even though Puppy didn't actually do what I fucking wanted them to do. So Gary, by the way, I'm going to movie trivia tonight. You got an email from me about it and didn't respond.
Those are both things that are true. I'm really behind in work.
It's totally fine. I just thought it'd be a good excuse to. If I can see a way to shame you on this show, I'm gonna do it.
Well, I was planning on telling you in person.
Yeah.
The more polite version of email.
Yeah. Is it weird that I BCC people when I send emails like that? I don't like giving up other people's email addresses to each other.
I think it's probably actually best practices.
Yeah. So I always feel like it makes people feel weird about responding or something. But maybe it's just that they don't want to go do movie trivia with me late on a Monday night.
I just don't want to do anything on Monday night, but ordinarily I might make an exception, but I got a lot to play the Bard's Tale.
Yeah, you got to play the Bard's Tale, and then the Archmages, and then the Thief of Time. I can't remember the Time Knight or whatever, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I floated the idea of my trivia team name this week being Bo is a Frasier.
Oh, I popped into Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I liked all your trivia team names.
Thank you, Gary.
Earlier we were saying things that we liked that each other did.
We did do that before the show.
We do that before every show, just to make sure we're all... But yeah, Mafia Mamas against drunk driving is all very funny. I liked all of them.
So I asked Puppy, because, you know, Broverdown, Puppy, whatever, does a lot of, like, good Photoshop stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say that the Bo is a frayed poster?
Oh.
Do you know which one I'm imagining?
Yeah.
The one with the four Joaquin... With the three Joaquin Phoenixes in that...
Yeah, but different ages. The third
one. Child.
Yeah, Batman. What walks on four legs as a child? Two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the late evening as an adult.
I said if Puppy made a version of that but with just Frasier, I would read this review that apparently Podcast Addict won't properly send to me and just keep sending Puppy's old review. This is so fascinating for everyone. Anyway, Puppy did a fucking side one, and it's not all Frasers. It's 4 different characters from Frasier, when it could just be different ages of Kelsey Grammer to, like...
You could do that, too. There's a lot of Kelsey Grammer.
You got boss Kelsey Grammer. You got young Cheers Kelsey Grammer. You got middle Kelsey Grammer. And then for the little kid, you just do Niles. It's very easy. And I'm extremely upset about it, but they still did technically what I asked, so I have to read the fucking review. I hate my relationship with these people who watch my streams. Don't watch them. Twitch.tv/plumber.
How to Blow Up a Pipeline is a good name for a team.
Yeah, thank as you. Well. Anyway, Everything to Puppy is a podcast for Gary Grumblegrug and William Hoobastank discuss every single po-boy, low-boy, mo-boy, shrimp sandwich, and mayo-drenched sandwiches on Earth. A poem I wrote for John Hutchison about po-boys. A sandwich so bold. Crispy crust, soft bread, and fill. Po' boy, a delight. I'm now seeing that this poem doesn't rhyme. From shrimp to roast beef, served with lettuce and sauce rich, a feast for the taste. In New Orleans streets, po' boy shops, bustling and sweet, a savory treat. Po' ghost. Po' ghost is funny.
That's great.
The thing you need to fucking understand about Broke Down is he gets a joke phrase in his head, and then I hear about it for a year on my streams.
Yeah.
And it's been po' boys for the last year. So now...
They are very funny.
It's a funny name for a sandwich.
It's a great name for a sandwich. It's really,
No one's saying it's that the first several dozen times someone brings it up in your stream chat, it's not a funny name for a sandwich.
I'm just saying I'm planning to bring it to band practice this week, and I'm going to be the belle of the ball. I'm going to make all my band guys laugh, bringing up po' boys and singing po' boy in an Eddie Vedder voice and stuff like that.
What if a po' boy was about Taylor Hawkins' death? you'll have him busting
po'
a gut.
Po' boys in heaven. Yeah. I've heard of a po' boy. A poor boy.
Po' ghost.
No ghost. Yeah, po' ghost. I was going to go somewhere bad. New speed. Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the Binding of Isaac podcast that covers every item, trinket, character, boss, and everything in the Binding of Isaac series of video games. My name is Gary Butterfield, and with me as always is a real jiggler, Will Hughes.
Why, hello, Gary.
No, it's Jiggle Will.
It's Jiggle Will. I talk in a higher register than Wiggle Will.
Are you related?
No, but we have banged. It was extremely hard to look at.
Yeah, I imagine so.
It's like that Mitch Hedberg joke about Bigfoot being blurry.
Yeah. Can I ask you
Do you like Mitch Hedberg, Gary?
He's okay.
What?
I don't think he's okay.
Oh, you're more of a Stephen Wright guy. Yeah.
I am a Stephen Wright guy.
We're on the same page on that one.
I think Stephen Wright did his shtick first and funnier.
I don't know about funnier. I feel like Stephen Wright's a little too low-key with some of his humor.
Maybe. Can I ask you a question about the lovemaking?
Absolutely, Gary. I'm an open and very jiggly book.
Was it penetrative sex?
No, it was hand jiggles.
Okay. Okay. Because that actually makes a lot of sense. I was going to say penetrative sex would be very difficult because I was wondering if the... a member on one of your community, if it would get turged, if it would get hard, or it would stay jiggly or wiggly.
Well, that's still gonna be rough with the hand job. It gets hard. It gets...
Okay.
It gets rigid... But bendy.
Really?
It's a paracox.
Okay. Like
you get it?
Like,
paracox instead of paradox.
Like Courtney and Brian hanging out. No.
Courtney and Brian hanging in out.
It's a pair of cocks. This is a great joke, man.
No, it's Gary, it sure is a thinker.
Yeah. It's a bit of a thinker, but it's clever.
My bus is here. Can I go? Yeah, you can go, man.
Yeah, you can go. Try not to hand job on the way.
Why?
I guess the bus would have hand job curtains.
Yeah! Every bus.
Hand jobs was one of the least savory forms of sex, and I imagine it's the only sex that happens on our bus.
What form of sex, the food sense, or the decorum sense?
Given an H-J, given a hand job.
It's got a comedy name. Sometimes you're tired.
No, I get that sometimes you're tired. Yeah.
Gary, some of us ain't as young as we used to be, you know? Sometimes it's just reach down there and take care of some stuff.
You had a birthday recently, which means you're approaching 40, and I cannot wait until you can't lord your youth over me.
I think, Gary, yeah. I'm always going to be younger than you until abruptly I'm not.
Yeah, I think that's not true, actually. I mean, until abruptly you're not, but you're not always going to be younger than me.
Yeah, until...
Once you're in your early 40s, it's all just a melange, you know?
No, because when I'm in my early 40s, you'll be in your mid-40s.
I'll still be in my early 40s. Maybe 43.
Late, early. Yeah.
This bullshit. I'm 43 and 8 months old.
Pretty good.
That they released all the stems for one of the things in a contest.
That's right.
To edit an episode. Yeah.
But that show was edited, is the difference.
Yeah, there. Yeah. That's very much so. It's not a cut up thing. What, Will?
Gary.
We're doing Jello today.
Or Gello. G-E-L-L-O. It's alive!
Yeah, a revenant in Greek mythology that causes infertility, miscarriage, and infant mortality.
Good job, Edmund and Repentance Team, for coming up with an extremely appropriate item.
And let's hand it to the Greeks.
Let's give it to the Greeks.
Let's hear it for the Greeks. Ding, 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 ding.
I just didn't, on the topic of Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, I just had a sudden flashback to, do you remember that the Burnout people put out like a top-down game that was just the Crash mode?
Yes, I have vague memories of that.
And one of the power-ups you could get was to send in an exploding ambulance called Dr. Beat, and it would always play a little sample of Dr. Beat, and that is stuck in my head forever.
That's real good.
Gary, like Dr. Beat or Dr. Worm?
Oh, I mean Dr. Worm.
What if you're on the dance floor?
I made a horrible mistake.
not a terribly danceable song.
Yeah, it's Dr. Worm.
Yeah,
yeah, man, I could groove to it. I went to a They Might Be Giants concert last week and saw them play that live.
Gary, you went to two concerts in two.
It was a really fucking busy week, man. I was like wondering why I was so tired, and it was a really busy week.
Yeah,
quite tired.
Mountain Goats are coming to town. We were thinking about going
with Blitz and Trapper.
I know that name from like podcast. I think they were on like Comedy Bang Bang or something.
Yeah, I don't know very much about them. I just also am getting served that ad.
Yeah, Mountain Goats. Mountain Goats. Episode's done. We said the famous sign off.
Mountain Goats. So you have this is a Jell-O. It is an active item. You have to defeat Delirium as Tainted Lilith, which you can do because that character is fun.
Yeah, and powerful.
And powerful. And it gives you the little fetus.
It gives you two-thirds of the efficacy of the fetus.
Yes, every two rooms.
Well, no, but not just that, but... Lilith, she can whip the fetus in and out.
Yes.
When you use this, the fetus, you can whip it out once and then it just extends.
Yeah.
It does not come back in. So you're not getting that fun melee damage.
No, but you're getting extra tiers.
You're getting extra tiers.
You have tiers in addition. Like, Tainted Lilith only has that.
Yeah. And the other part is it means that you are firing. So the baby, like when you whip out the baby, it fires as well with full tier effects, I think, right? Like full damage and everything.
7.5 damage.
Okay. Or 0.75.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which one of the things that's really important in Isaac is if you can set up a situation where the place you're doing damage from and the place you're standing are different.
Yes.
Because usually your two conflicting desires to do damage and not take damage, managing that is usually the ball game.
Yes.
But here the ball game has shifted, Gary. Gary, consider a ball game. Do you have a ball game in your mind?
I do.
What shape is the ball?
Round.
Okay. What material is it made of?
Plastic.
What kind of what kind of field are we on?
A table.
A table. Okay. What can you describe the players?
It is two people in a basement on Thanksgiving. Like maybe an uncle and a cousin.
An uncle. Are they? Is the uncle the cousin's father?
They're both related to me, but no.
Okay. So they're also uncle. And the relationship is still.
It's my uncle and my cousin, but they're not related to each other.
They're uncle and nephew.
Yes.
If we
but
can,
I was
if
doing
we
it from
fucking,
my perspective.
Yeah, if we could take
in
this
scenario,
out of your
I'm watching.
Gary-centric mindset.
In this scenario, I'm watching the ball game. Take me out to
it. What are they holding in their hands?
Paddles.
Paddle. Like a big, like, fraternity smack-you-on-the-ass paddle?
Like a hand. No, not quite that big. Like, it hangs out in the hand. It's probably about as big as, like, a small dinner plate.
A small dinner plate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the material on the, how would you describe the material on the paddle?
Wooden lined with rubber.
Is the rubber smooth or does it have kind of a texture to it?
It's got a little bump piece on it.
Okay. Is there a net here?
Yes.
Gary, I'd like you to take
my cousin in the net. This is here. We're both watching.
Yeah, I'm trying. Bail this much? Yeah.
It can't be for nothing.
Well, I didn't fucking take a gun and shoot that bit in the back of the head. Are you fucking telling them about the rabbits?
That was a good gun. That was a happiness bullet from the gun of fun.
Look at my... No, it's okay, Lenny. Just look at my fucking Annette pun. Just think about the fucking rabbits.
You wouldn't know if the happiness... Like the gun of fun fucking happiness bullied you the back of the head when you were watching a play, you wouldn't understand it.
Gary, you know I can't stand it when you make up bad Beatles lyrics at me. Happiness is a gun and you're at a play. The gun is not cold.
It's fun.
It's fun. We have fun here. This is good. This is generally pretty good.
Yeah, you want this.
Yeah, this also stacks in any situation where you can, although car battery doesn't work on it, but if you're in a situation where you can get this charging multiple times, the babies will stack in each shoot.
Yeah, I want to get this in powerful. I want to do this and go through Boss Rush.
Boss Rush or the Beast is also reasonably good for that.
Greed mode,
great for it.
Be incredible.
Yeah. Wow. This is good. As far as like active items go, this is active items you can pull from the Devil Room. This is on the high end, I would say.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I agree. If people like this show, they should head to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and tell me whether the Annette joke was good.
Yeah, tell Gary that. At Gary on Twitter. He checks it sometimes. He's admitted it.
I do check it sometimes. That was never not part of the remit. And then leave us a rating or review on an Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
All right. Like this one where I am looking. There we go. From DNL to the BPE. Don't know what that stands for. Hope it's not anything bad. You should rename everything to Guppy, everything to Content, Season 1. Season 2 should be entirely comprised of Star Trek Voyager commentaries in random order. And that was a 5-star review. We aren't doing that.
No.
And that was a 5-star review.
Oh. No.
No, because Zach would get mad.
Yeah. Also, I don't know enough about Voyager to do that.
Well, Gary, that's an amazing opportunity for you. But yeah. Here's a little plug. If you want to read all of Zach Handlin, noted TV recapper. Zach went through all of Voyager and is now doing Enterprise on his Patreon, and they're really good. I read them every week.
Yeah, it's interesting to do the two Star Wars series that people don't talk about very often.
That's the wrong star thing that you said.
What did I say?
You said Star Wars.
Oh, I meant Star Trek.
You meant Tech War.
I meant Tech Trek.
I meant Tech
The deck. Brand of tech decks I use.
Okay.
Yeah. since my brand of fingerboard.
I went tech tree in Civilization. Oh. Gary, what's your favorite tech tree?
Ooh, that's a fun question.
It's a fun sounding question. I don't have any confidence that the answer will be fun.
It's fun for me to think about it in this moment.
Yeah.
You know, this is a weird thing to say. It might be something like StarCraft 2.
I fucking knew you were going to say StarCraft 2.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah. You love StarCraft 2.
I do love StarCraft 2. The game's great.
Yeah.
Tons of fun.
No ghost.
No po boys. Speed change.
And welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything in the Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by a guy who's a real dynamite heady, Gary Butterfield.
Sweet. Yeah.
That was sweet, wasn't it? That was me at my sweetest.
That was you. Oh, that's...
That was you at your sweetest, baby.
You're just so sweet. You're just a big jug of sweet tea.
Oh, my God. You'd melt in my mouth, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd love it if you did that.
What?
Nothing. Okay. I've never gotten this.
Melting your fucking cousin Annette's mouth. yeah, neither of us has ever gotten this. It's a neat idea, though. This is a 4-second charge.
Hold up. I'm gonna have sex with your cousin.
Okay, cool. I don't talk to my cousins. They seem nice, though.
I don't talk to my cousins either. I don't know why they're saying.
Literally, the only.
It'd be a great way to join our families. Like.
Yeah. Definitely. Listener, yeah. If you want to take this parasocial relationship to the next level. Go find and seduce
give us
one
your
of our
cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, don't give us your cousins. We're both married.
Yeah, that's true. Find some way through Ancestry.com to make our current wives your cousin.
Sure. Gary, I just had the horror reaction of meeting a Guppy fan in the wild.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, I know you're...
We did it.
You do... Well, at non-Guppy events.
Oh.
I think you have Duck Fest as a Guppy event.
Yeah. It was a Guppy event. We did it rocks.
This is
the one where we covered rocks. Certainly a copy of that. That would be tricky.
Speaking of the pivot,
it would be the pivot's coming. I think that if you're at a store and you ran into a Guppy fan, they would bring up some esoteric ass Guppy reference that you wouldn't get.
Yeah.
Because you were in storm mode. And then you would not react appropriately. And then spend the rest of the day feeling incredibly guilty and weird that I didn't react appropriately.
Oh, see, I would just think they were weird. The scenario I'm imagining, which is worse, I think,
okay,
is I meet someone, like a friend of a friend, and then they go, "Oh yeah, you're Will from Everything to Guppy," and then I have to kill myself, and then fake our death.
Okay, but I'm okay in this scenario.
You seem fine. You seem really fine, actually.
Okay,
you seem better than you were.
Yeah, it's like I landed in my favor.
You're making a lot. Oh, you're with your cousin Annette, and you're just laughing to beat the band.
Yeah, just absolutely having making net puns. My cousin Annette,
and hey, she loves them.
And she absolutely loves them. I don't have a cousin Annette. Podcast magic.
You can just say anything. I'm happy.
Yeah. We know that's not. I don't think you sold that.
I'm pretty happy.
The more you double down on it, the less it's sold.
No, I'm just getting it on the record that I'm a happy person with a happy life.
It was good to have that. I thought it was something good and I lost it. Oh shit! It wasn't good and I didn't lose it. I have not with Cubby, but I have had the experience of a friend of a friend introducing me to one of their friends that listened to the show.
Yeah, but Gary, you do shows
and
that
it's
like
weird.
Like, I don't know what the listenership on Waffle Bonfireside Chat is, but it's
awesome.
It's significantly higher than the perfectly fine listenership of Guppy. Like, I'm actually pretty happy with Guppy's numbers. I see him.
No, it's incredibly appropriate. Like, it's an incredibly devoted group of sickos. Like,
and a slightly larger than I would expect.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
But you're like, you know, you're a reasonably well-established video game podcaster within that extremely niche market.
Yes, like, I'm just saying I'm multiplying that by a Guppy factor.
I mean, Gary, like,
it was already
night,
very weird.
You know, the night you know that Roar sadly passed, and like. Your
oh,
guy.
God. Yeah,
like,
that's
your guy.
Truly one of the most surreal moments of my life. Just absolutely incredible stuff. I feel bad for turning that into content because he meant so well.
It was
and he was being very nice. He sent me a card afterwards. It was very sweet. But goddamn, the fastest gear shift I've ever had to do in my life. just got a bathroom crying my fucking eyes out, like hitting the wall like they do in movies.
Yeah.
You know, just like, oh yeah, I talk about Dark Souls sometimes.
Don't talk to me about Sekiro right now.
Well, actually, it has a lot of major problems. I feel better now.
That's
a way to distract me. Yeah. Just be like, hey, you guys going to cover Armored Core 6? I don't know. And then just, I feel better after the moment. Yeah. That was incredibly I forgot about that. Very funny
moment.
One of her friends who listens to the show.
Ooh,
that was just a little weird. Yeah. We're all over the country. And that was just a little weird. Because this is when we hung out for a little bit. This was weird.
But then I mentioned to my friend John,
Ah, jeez. My new friend is famous.
Is this your friend John who does stream commentary with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you will meet at the wedding?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm gonna big time you real big.
Okay.
In a polite way. Can see how I can make it about me?
Yeah. Anyway, this kind of gives you the... This is Decap Attack, named after the Sega game. It kind of gives you the effect of the of being Tainted Forgotten, where you can throw your head, and then your head doesn't take damage and block shots and can shoot. While you can hang back as your body and just dodge shots. So the same thing I said last episode about decoupling damage from damage box applies here.
Yes. It's worse than the Tainted Forgotten version because it's on a charge.
Not a long charge, it's a 4-second charge.
Yeah, 4-second charge. So you can't just like run over and pick it up real quick. You have to wait. But it's still pretty good. And again, you're not losing efficacy.
Yeah, the difference here is that this doesn't give you the inherent melee attack that Tainted Forgotten.
Yes.
You're just still firing your regular tears.
Yeah. So the tossed head will do a lot of extra damage. The tears is just tears.
Yeah. But again, that thing where like you can like throw this over on the hush and just shoot it while you are dodging patterns from far away.
Yeah. Very good. What is your favorite absolutely mid-tier Sega platformer?
I didn't play a lot of Genesis as a kid. This isn't a platformer, but I've been thinking about it a lot. Have you ever sat down and listened to the Comics Zone soundtrack?
Really good. It's really good, and that game is interesting. Like it is too hard.
Yeah,
But it is interesting, really interesting.
I am really trying to think, like, because there's, like, I don't know, Vector Man looks cool. I don't like playing.
It's full
Vector
of them. But it's a weird system that is absolutely full of like Decap Attacks, Vector Man, Ristars, like.
But it's just a thing where, like, every time I sit down, like, I could just be playing Gunstar Heroes, even if I'm staying within the incredibly narrow window of Genesis platformers.
It's just not a very good system, you know.
Crusaders of Senti, that's not a platformer, that's a top-down Zelda like but
yeah, there's some great games on it, but yeah, it's full of these weird mid-tier mascot likes.
Yeah
Boogerman, a pick and flick adventure.
Well, Boogerman's not Sega, not Genesis exclusive. That's on Super Nintendo too.
Yeah, that's true. He'll always be Sega Boogerman in my heart. McDonald's Eco Warriors or whatever.
I don't know McDonald's Info Warriors.
It's not called that. I'm getting the name right wrong. But it's the MC Kids.
They made a sequel to MC Kids?
It's like Eco Warriors or something. You shoot slime at pollution monsters.
Gary, am I crazy for saying that MC Kids is actually absolutely fun?
No.
Okay.
MC Kids rocks. I rented that so many times as a kid.
This is a crazy thing to say about a branded McDonald's game. It is weirdly the bridging point between Super Mario Brothers 3 and Super Mario World in terms of design.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah. It's also a weird thing where on any other system, it would be the best licensed game.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but just on NES, it's like, oh, but it was competing with DuckTales and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was a golden age for licensed games. And I guess we're in that now where we get, like, good, you know, good Spider-Man and Batman.
Okay,
and stuff,
but let's acknowledge that there's a difference between licensing an existing media property and licensing a brand. I'll go to bat for fucking
Cool Spot is different than,
Like, Cool Spot is different.
That was also, getting way better than any record could be. Fucking me. This has been Watch Out for Fireballs.
This has been Watch Out for Fireballs on MC Kids.
I would do it. Shit, man. We already talked about it on Epic Suffering, but I would do that.
Yeah.
It's a platformer. Maybe I'll pick it. Fuck. Chaos mode.
There's only 2 months left.
Yeah.
On the network.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, you gave away the pivot.
The pivot is we cancel all the other shows and we just do more Guppy.
Yeah, me and Cole are switching into a Guppy mode. Me and Jeremy. All those level people.
Gary, it would be so fucking funny if you and Cole started a show where you went through every item in the Binding of Isaac.
Especially if Cole didn't learn anything additional about the Binding of Isaac, didn't actually play it anymore, that would be very funny. We're not gonna do it. If you like this show,
patreon.com.
Not gonna do it. Ain't gonna raise taxes.
Wasn't actually in the Master of Disguise turtle costume on 9/11, but did commemorate 9/11 while wearing it.
I'm the church lady.
It's me. I'm the church lady.
It's me.
I'm lactating Bill Clinton. Come drink from my nipples.
Put up your hands. I got my guns. I'm the church lady.
You ever watched that the lactating Bill Clinton sketch?
No.
Oh, this is the Dana Carvey show.
All of my searches for lactating Bill Clinton come up with different stuff.
Yeah, me too. But you can find it if you use the right booleans. No, this was the first sketch, I believe, of the Dana Carvey show, the infamous, very short-lived Dana
Absolutely
Carvey show.
Stacked with,
Absolutely stacked. Colbert and Carell both on there. But no, the first sketch of it is Bill Clinton being, for whatever reason, I don't remember what the logic was, but he is lactating and is breastfeeding.
Oh.
And this came on after the news or something. It was like, or something, I can't remember what. Something incredibly incongruous, and then the weirdest fucking comedy show that's ever been on network TV airs immediately after.
Huh. Hot.
Very hot. Like this one's from Frenza. Frenza follows me on Twitter, likes a lot of my tweets, good way to get your name in my head. After workshopping several comedic reviews and not coming up with anything, I would want you to rate line by line like my last one. I just want to say, as the show in its current form comes to a close, that it's been a pleasure and an honor listening to you two put on a masterclass display of how powerfully destructive true friendship can be. I look forward to seeing what comes next. 5 stars forever. Frenza.
Aw.
That's very sweet, and a reminder of my favorite theme for any video game to tackle, the destructive power of friendship.
You love that theme.
The destructive power of friendship, yes.
Yes. Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
Garsora, you look fat today.
God damn it, Goofy. Leave me alone.
Who's that supposed to be? Was that Sora?
That's Mickey. Or Sora, rather.
Well, see, Gary, the fact that you didn't even know is kind of...
It's adult Sora.
It's adult Sora. Well, no, he doesn't sound like that. Haley Joel doesn't sound like that.
But as an adult?
Yeah, no. Like,
you don't know what Haley Joel Osment's voice is going to do?
Yes, I do, Gary. He's an adult. He acts in things. You can go listen to his voice right now.
He's got a real weird face.
He's got the Elijah Wood disease.
Yeah, he's suffering from woodies.
Yeah, but no, his voice is kind of like high-pitched, and yeah, no, it's good.
He does sound like an eternal teen. I was presupposing a world in which he fucking grew up hair.
Okay, sure, where he was replaced by Steve Bloom.
Yeah, he dropped 2 additional testicles to bring his T count to 4.
And that's the end of that episode.
Speed change! Welcome to Everything to Guppy, the Binding of Isaac podcast that talks about every trinket in the Binding of Isaac series of video games. My name is Gary Butterfield, and with me, as always, is the one I found, my true mate, Will Hughes.
Yeah, Gary, sounds like song lyrics. What we got?
Oh, not sound lyrics. I guess I'll use them as song lyrics now.
Oh, okay. What, like, was it just like an emotional, was it a reference to something, or was it just
you.
Feelings?
No, it's just feelings.
Yeah.
There's a reference to something in my heart.
Yeah, we found each other in a desperate place.
Yeah. Beautiful.
In moments of deep emotional turmoil, two men found each other and had depressingly long conversations about the Fallout games.
Yeah.
While sitting at a pizza place.
I remember replaying Fallout 1. I could reignite our friendship at any moment.
Oh, how's it hitting you?
Good. I'm doing mods with it that I hadn't done.
Oh, like what about
mods? They're very slight restored content mods.
Okay.
But there are a couple of them that do some creative choices. That I think are cool. There's one that puts other towns other than the map on an invasion timer with the super minions.
Oh,
that's cool. As they kind of like spread it out. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Because the ticking clock in that is neat, but it's not very, you don't feel
it's not very, yeah. It's not very used. So, yeah, I just have been feeling kind of Fallout.
Yeah, one's hard for me to go back to mechanically.
It is. It's a little bit harder. It's the choices. The differences are very subtle between one and two, but they are significant. Like, just NPC control is crazy.
Yeah, and then also like Gary, when you play two, do you do the Navarro run?
I don't do the Navarro run.
I usually do it because I don't like the combat in those games terribly much. Mm-hmm. I know that's a point of diversion for us. So I generally prefer, like, you know, there's a thing you can do in Fallout 2 where with a little bit of save scumming, you can get end game levels and equipment very easily and then go do the rest of the game. And it's called the Navarro run because you're hanging out
named
with
after
Dave Navarro,
yeah, the exactly. person who, who founded it. That's a fine way to do it as just a story game.
Yeah.
You know, and just do the quest. That's fine. I have no judgment for that kind of thing. It's just for me, I like the economy. Like I want the big, I got a cool reward feeling.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it on my first playthrough and didn't do it on my first playthrough. But,
Of course, us being two soulmates.
For me,
the
journey is its own reward, you know?
Ooh.
I'm a little more, it's just,
that's deep.
Gary, which of us is more spiritual, would you say?
I think that you actively believe in God, and you talked before about prayer being a part of your life.
Sure.
So I want to give it to you with that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say you.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I have a spiritual side. Like I believe in like fortune, like luck in a weird way. Like I do think that like, you know, some people, whatever you want to call the thing that makes some people more fortunate than others. I don't think
Falcor that's.
it's how much slurp they've done on Falcor's Red Rocket.
Do you see the dick in those? I don't think you see the dick in those.
You don't, but there's an implied dick.
Okay. Gary, you ever think about how every male character you see in a movie got a dick? Hey, folks, Future Will here. Listening back to this, the edit, I was like, hey, that's some pretty bad language to use right there. So let's just be real clear that having a dick does not determine whether you are male or not. Cool. Sorry about that.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Tom Cruise climbing on the Burj Khalifa or whatever got a dick.
Yeah. And he's like a tiny, tiny little man. I'm curious as to whether it looks like a carnival novelty dick on him.
Only Katie knows.
Yeah. He's like 4 feet tall.
And Nicole.
You know, is it like a regular sized human dick on him or is it like, you know, I don't know.
I don't care. I feel like he took my fun thing and made it gross.
I was having fun. What did I do to you?
I don't know. I think when you started getting on him about being short, like,
it made you feel sad. Yeah, I was just thinking of a tiny little man with a like gigantic dick as like a comedy image. In my head, he pratfalled.
Well, you know, Gary does his own stunts.
Yeah, exactly. Tripping over his mammoth,
including
size hog.
In Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, dick's wide open.
The last movie,
dick's
I think,
wide open.
Where Tom Cruise tried to be asexual.
Yeah. It's also like one of his last movies where he's like serious, too. Now he's just like, he's serious, but he's like an action guy.
I like Magnolia and stuff. He still does it every once in a while. What about Top Gun Maverick? He's so serious in that.
I guess Magnolia, he's, look at that.
Did you love Top Gun Maverick, Gary?
I didn't see it.
Gary,
I don't care about
that.
Planes.
Gary, don't fucking say that.
Okay.
Neither of us saw it, but we got to
act. I did see it. I love Planes.
I love Planes. I love John Hamm.
And planes are fun.
Planes go fast.
Fighter jet go vroom vroom.
They're hard
Rocky
to
like
land.
Hurricane.
I know that from a video
from
game.
Top Gun.
From the Top Gun. Yeah, both.
Yeah, from the adaptation.
From Adaptation Decay. Adaptation Decay on Top Gun Maverick.
On the Top Gun. On the movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't spend enough time landing. It's a horrible adaptation.
Yeah. Goose.
Iceman.
I haven't seen the original Top Gun either.
You haven't seen Top Gun?
Yeah, they're gonna. Don't big man me, piece of shit.
They play a lot of volleyball in it.
Gary, I know the memes.
Well, it's true though. Like when you watch it, there's a lot more volleyball than you might expect.
I mentioned one movie that I haven't seen that you have, and suddenly the big man comes out. Big man here to play. Big man here to tell me all about the volleyball.
What are you talking about for the last 5 minutes?
What do you mean?
Like, where is this? I feel like I'm playing the swatting game from Mario Paint. But with this conversation, we're trying to, like, get into a groove. And every time I try to, like, yes and you and continue a premise, you switch premises.
Gary, I had a boat like
That's very specifically not improv.
That's how I do it.
That's probably a word for why that's bad at improv.
Yeah. Well, I've read the books and you haven't, so.
Yeah, when you quit. So.
Gary, my major reaction to that was that swatting means something different now, and I was like, "The swatting game is this like the knockout game? Is this something teams do on Fox
that
News?"
That save robot is gonna fucking die. I'm gonna have a sniper bullet in that save robot's skull. It's trinket time.
Please don't dox any of the Mario Paint characters.
No.
Top bar. There's 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, I see a gunman on the top bar of the staff. He looks like a bee.
Okay, we'll switch it to the alternate mode. Flip over to the other side. I don't want to, though. That's where the stamps are. It's weird.
Yeah.
All the weird little patterns. I'm kind of a purist.
Cookie got back on my lap, Gary, so I'm distracted.
Oh, hey!
It's trinket time now.
Oh, I already did.
Yeah, but I talked over it, and it was unclear, so I think you gotta say it again.
It's pretty clear. Trinket time.
Trinket time.
Sunday, Monday.
Trinket.
Days. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Trinket.
Days. Thursday, Friday.
Trinket.
Days.
Talking about Fawn and Soul. Look at this happy little fella. Is this the happiest sight of him in the game?
I thought for a second you meant me.
Oh, no. You are having a good time just dodging conversations and, like, trying not to accept jokes. Like, doing perfect parrying my jokes.
Ah!
conversation murder.
I'm sure you are having a good time with this.
Yeah, I had my cat on my lap. I was a happy little boy there for a second.
Yeah. But not as happy as this little sperms.
Yeah, found soul. He's very happy. Defeat mother is tainted Jacob pretty hard.
Nope. You're not going to do it. But it gives you a little guy that follows your movements like Jacob and Esau, that refreshes every floor when he dies. Like, he
dies after taking one hit. He's pretty fragile.
So you get him as a bonus. He'll refresh every floor, and he gets your synergies and stuff, so potentially good, but he will die.
Yeah, he deals half damage, but yeah, he gets all of your tier effects, range, shot speed, all that shit. So this is a big bonus as long as you keep him alive.
Yes, which is very difficult, and you won't.
You won't.
But it's good for a while you do it. Like, this is the kind of thing that I can imagine early in the game being very powerful, and then later in the game as things get more kind of bullshitty. And the screen density fills up.
Yeah.
You just lose it and then you forget you have it.
Yeah. And again, it's a trinket, right? It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I was like looking at this. I was like, why don't we know the quality on this? And it's because it's a trinket.
It's because it's a trinket. So, quality nothing. Quality trinket.
Yep. But pretty good for a trinket, I think.
Best quality trinket.
And just a happy little fella. He's looking this happy in The Binding of Isaac.
Yeah. He's his similar appearance to Lost Soul, which is
sad.
The image won't. Sad. And Your Soul, which is
also sad.
Images are taking a long time to load here.
Your soul is way sadder. Your soul is crying.
Oh, it's really sad. Okay. So, like, they finally found the soul, and he's happy.
Thor. Yeah. Oh, maybe on the inside. Maybe it's Tears of a Clown situation.
Oh, my God, Gary. A
there's
clown
nobody around?
Crying?
Yeah.
A clown that thinks crime is sad?
Wait. the Kryler?
The Kryler.
And not the underwhelming gun from Fallout 4. What the people really picked up on the irony of a sad clown. What about like the irony of like a angry clown? Or there are a lot of emotions that are not happy hijinks.
You're talking about Chuckles the Clown from the massively overrated Thimbleweed Park.
Well, it's not named Chuckles the Clown at all.
What's his name?
Game,
Ransom?
So no one's gonna pick up on your
Ransom.
Yeah, you're not gonna
Ransom.
Pick up
there
the
we go.
Reference. That's the first time I saw that trope, though.
I mean, I think there's lots. No, like, you have, like, Bobcat Goldthwait had his,
Shakes the Clown.
A lot of, you can merge it with Drunk pretty easy, because Drunk Clown is more.
Yeah. I guess I just mean for paintings. Like, the painting of a sad clown is that very easy irony. I want other emotions.
It's not just easy irony. It's also sad is very, sad plays into the elasticity of a clown's face.
That's true.
Like, it's hard to imagine, like, angry closes in the face most of the time.
Yeah,
And so it's less visually satisfying, I think, to see like a big elastic face do it.
I'd still like to do a side by side comparison
of
an angry clown and a sad clown
in real life or in painting.
Ooh, in painting, I don't want to get mixed up. I'm not really that evil in my life.
I
don't want it.
I think to make angry clown really work, you've got to do like the kind of meme face where all of the features scrunch in and there's a bunch of like empty space on the outside and kind of the face is scrunched in. That's very upsetting to me to imagine. So,
yeah.
Barbara Down, if you want another fucking review read, I guess you have your fucking mission statement.
Yeah. Do that for us, and I'll read your review, if Will doesn't want to.
Gary, you've never read a review.
I know, but the pivot.
The pivot. Gary, I don't think you could read a review.
I would have to find them. I don't think I want to. Like, Gary, I think I could, but I don't think I'm going to do the work.
I agree with all of that, except that you could.
You don't think I could?
No.
All right, well, we'll just have to see about that, won't we?
Yeah. Do you read a lot?
Do I what?
Read a lot.
Yeah.
What was the last book you read?
You ask me this all the time. And then I feel self-conscious about whether comics count and stuff, which of course they count. They're books.
I don't consider them to, but
you did last time we had this same fucking conversation. You conversational fucking worm.
I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real piece of shit.
He's not a real doctor. You don't trust him with anything. So, still in the middle of a bunch of things. Been reading comics around. I'm still in the middle of the tear. If you like the show, go to patreon.com.
Hey, but we need to check in.
We okay?
We okay?
We're good.
Yeah.
I just got mad at you. I'm going to read a review here from podparadise.com.
Yeah, we're good. I'm just real mad at you.
Yeah. This is a 5-star review from Sabethan. Don't know where else to ask this, so I'll do it here. Gary, is there a place online to still buy your book, preferably a physical copy? Thanks, guys.
Oh,
that was a 5-star review.
That's weird, Gary, that your eye was immediately drawn to the
top one
with there's one above it. In mine.
Not on my list. Not from the Google search.
From the Google search. Okay, yeah. It just went right to the promotion.
It says Gary in big letters. Say,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've been avoiding reading it.
Yeah. I didn't know you went to Pod Paradise.
No, this Pod Paradise is taking it from iTunes, from Apple Podcasts.
Well, I have a lot to learn from you in Gary, terms of reading reviews.
Well, Gary, that's all I'm saying. I'm like your old mentor, and in episode 3, I'm going to die. And then you're going to have to, like, answer the call.
The pivot.
Gary, we're really talking up the pivot. It's just me dying.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in a fun way, though.
Really fun.
Yeah.
You're going to be surprised about the things that come out of me.
Oh, yeah. And what they're called.
Are you putting stuff in me?
Can't keep his blood after he's gone.
No one can keep their blood after they're gone, Gary. It's one of the true rules of existence.
They flushed that down the toilet.
Gary, no, I'm still talking. I just realized I'm still talking in show cadence and I'm still recording. Fuck. Gary, that means the show didn't end.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Fuck. I'm still talking. Gary, I'm not talking to you like a real person. Gary, quick, make me talk to you like a real person.
How are you?
Your mother, her medicals, okay?
Po-ghost.
Po-ghost.
La Fossa.
All right. Good week.
All right. Good week.